Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm the leader. You can call me B. I have here job readiness workshops. What I do is help people prepare to get a job. Those who are having a difficult time finding a job. Those who need training to get a job. Those who have criminal records. Those who are recently out of the military and having a tough time transitioning over to civilian work. These are the kind of things that I do here at the Work for Life show. I help people whether they're looking for a 9-to-5 job or if you're looking to start your own business, I can help. I know what it takes to get it done, and I actually help people move forward based on what their own goals are. We have problems in America, and a lot of the problems each one of us are carrying, a lot of it. Title of my show today, No Job. You are part of our economic problem. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. It is 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you do not have a job and you should be in the workforce, it makes you part of the economic problem. I want you to listen to my last show where I talked to you guys about earning money in 30 days, really evaluating yourself and realizing where the real problem lies. So I want you to tune into that last show, and I want you to connect the dots when you listen to it. I want you to remember that jobless numbers across this nation is in the millions. Jobless numbers in your state is likely in the hundreds of thousands, if not the millions. Jobless numbers in your city is likely in the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. Jobless numbers in your community is in the hundreds, if not thousands. And it shows in the lack of upkeep, in the lack of an attractive community, because there's no doubt about it. When a community is jobless, that society pays a price. And the more communities we have jobless across America, the more our economy pays the price. You cannot get around it. America is a chain. Every state must thrive. Every citizen must have an opportunity to thrive. So communities with no earnings, no wages, creates problems for the entire community, the entire city, state, and country. So your entire household hurting because you like work, because if your home normally has 2 paychecks or 3 paychecks or whatever, and you're missing 1, 2, or 3, you can tell it in that house. And the same way your home misses 1, 2, or 3 paychecks is the exact same way your community misses those checks, and is exactly the same way the city and the state and the country misses those checks. So when you are not making money, look around. Does your community show lack? Because that's what shows in your state, and that's what shows in your nation when you have no job. So having a job might not be your fault. But if you don't have earnings this day, it is your fault. It's your fault. It's your problem. And I'm offering you to join the Work for Life team today and be working in less than 30 days. You can follow right here today, and then you send an email and you title your email Work for Life Team, and then let me help you. Because if you've been unemployed for several months, you need help. There are jobs out there. Unemployment affects communities. Unemployment affects the people in the communities. And I want to talk to you about that today. How does unemployment affect your community? Now, Americans seem to have adopted a behavior of accepting being unemployed. This is something I have never witnessed in my lifetime, to see so many people accept unemployment and do nothing about it, who wait around like they think something is going to drop out the sky by the hundreds of thousands and put people to work. That's not the way it works. People's behavior is important. So if you don't have a job, you're part of the economic problem. You can't complain about the problems nation is in if you're not out there working and paying taxes and spending. That is really what it comes down to. And if you're working for the same thing today that you was working for 10 years ago, the same amount of money, you're part of the problem. Because I can promise you, if you own the same job and been there 10 years, they are not making the same money, profit margin levels, as you are still making the same money. You must make a difference. And the way we make America better is that you get a job. And you get a job, and you get a job, and you get a job, because unemployment affects communities. And, yeah, companies are outsourcing jobs to other countries. That proves to me when these CEOs say Americans can't do these jobs, but they turn around and legally, because it's legal, because politicians made it legal, they turn around, CEOs, and outsource jobs to other countries. Countries where people don't even speak English. Countries where people education levels is not even comparable to America. Yet those citizens in other countries are getting jobs while Americans remain jobless, and while Americans accept being jobless, and while Americans really support being unemployed, because I've said things about CEOs not hiring and had people to tell me online, well, it's their money and they do what they want to do with it. The way America is set up. That is not the way America was founded and with free enterprise, because taxpayers' dollars pay for roads and lights and air and all types of things that companies use every day. And they don't just pay taxes on what they use. Our tax dollars pay for things that corporations use also. So unemployment affects communities, and it makes things worse. Unemployment robs economy. Jobless communities grows poverty. Crime increases when communities are jobless. And that's why I'm offering you today to join the Work for Life team and thrive. Because we can help you make proper decisions. And we can help you access whatever it is you need to reach your goals. Email me, WFL@workforlife.net. And title it Work for Life Team, so that I'll know that it's not spam mail, and I'll know that you're interested in moving forward. And follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can also follow me on Twitter at Work for Life, BEA. I want to help America do better. I want to help young people who've never had a job before get jobs making If you got minimum wage today, how in 90 days you'll be making more than minimum wage. You see, our economy is being robbed, and joblessness robs our economy. Because when people don't have money for upkeep, you can see that their communities are unkept. When people don't have money for rent and house notes, the turnover of people coming in and out, moving out is so great till you can't even make a home in that community. And before you know it, your schools are being closed down and your businesses are being closed down and your vehicles are worn out because you can't get a new one and your streets are bumpy with holes because your raggedy vehicles is tearing them up and the cities are not putting money into communities where people are not working. You have no buying power when you're not working, and that limits the cash flow in your community. You see, citizens need to have money in order to spend, and less spending increases the jobless numbers because people lose jobs when people have to close their businesses down or downsize their businesses. People end up with mental issues because they're unemployed. There are so many issues that we face in America because the jobless numbers are so detrimental to our health. We're at 5.1 right now, but a lot of people who are working are not earning enough wages. A lot of people who are working have been making minimum wage for 10 years. A lot of people who are working, chronic unemployed people, where they work a while and off a while and off a while and work a while. Those are problems, but we can fix them. Each one of us as an individual, we can fix it. It's our responsibility. And that's why I'm saying to you today that our economic problems starts with each one of us. Our jobless numbers, if you're without a job, you're included in that number. So while you're complaining, if you're not doing anything to make it better, if you're in a household and don't have enough paychecks, that's easy enough to start bringing in more money. Because communities with high unemployment cost dearly, more so than communities where there is high employment. Now, what I want you to do when I ask you to join Work for Life, let me tell you a little bit about Work for Life. It's a job readiness training center. We actually have an office and everything where we work with people. We help people prepare themselves to do a good job to get that 9-to-5. We do that by teaching job readiness skills. We help people find training if you need training. We help people get into apprenticeship programs if you need that. We help people start a business if you need that. We help people fund their businesses if they need funds to do that. We help by distributing supplies at low cost or on credit so that new businesses can invest in their new business and have the money to do so until they get them first checks coming in from their customers. We make loans to help people organize their business and support their business financially. We do entertainment opportunities where people come together and have good times and relax so that they don't have to think about the things that's not happening, but they're with other people. And once people relax, ideas begin to flow. We offer meeting space by the hour or by the day or by the week. We negotiate with people who need these things based on what they are able to pay at the time. But it works for everybody because you don't have to go and rent a space to meet a new customer. You can rent a space from us by the day or by the hour, and then you pack up and you go. You can have access to the use of computers right there. Printing fax machines are available. What else do you use? And copiers are available. There is no reason, no reason for people to be without a job. There are opportunities available. It's a matter of you taking advantage of the opportunities yourself. There are, unemployment affects the society, and we see the effects of it every day. We see people talking about other people and blaming other people, and they're in the same shape that those people are in that they are blaming. We can fix these things, America. Together we can fix it, because unemployment definitely affects all of us. You know, I've been doing this for years, decades really, and I read articles. I can see how the articles that I find now about unemployment has changed so over, even just over the last decade. We are different now. Unemployment on our society seems to not bother people. And I remember when there was not an adult that wasn't working, just wasn't at peace until they found a job. And now I see all kinds of people who go without employment for months and even years and seem to be totally content with it. And I can't understand why that is. Because unemployment affects our community. Let me read a little bit of an article by, I think this must be Robert Rich and L. Summers and J. Stiglitz. It's a really good article, and it's titled The Effects of Unemployment on Society and the Economy. I'm going to put it on Twitter, the link on Twitter, because I think it's something that people need to read, especially people who are unemployed right now and should be working, and people who can help those who are unemployed by helping them invest in themselves. Can hire the unemployed, need to understand that there are a lot of different things that's happening when one person is unemployed. Unemployment financial costs. The government and the nation suffer. In many countries, the government has to pay the unemployed some benefits. The greater the number of the unemployed or the longer they are without work, the more money the government has to shell out. Therefore, the nation not only has to deal with the lost income and decreased production, but also with additional costs. It should not be this way. Those unemployment benefits, get it while you're looking for a job, move forward, because unemployment benefits does not pay for your retirement down the line. You go 2 or 3 years without earnings, it's going to show in your retirement power. The spending power of an unemployed person and his or her family decreases drastically, and they would rather save than spend their money, which in turn affects the economy adversely. So not only are people unemployed not spending, but when unemployment out there is hurting families, people who are employed also hold back and don't spend. And so everybody suffers. And the economy suffers even more so because people don't know what's coming down the line for them. All they know is there's a lot of people not working. And so I got to look out for myself. So people shut down on their spending. Those who can spend, because they see too many who are not working who can't spend. So reduced spending power of the employed hurts. And so we have to fix this, America. And if you need to work and are not retired and have no physical reason why you're not working, you should be working. And if you have some physical limitations, there is work you can do from home. You can operate a yard sale on consignment. You can put it online and sell to people. There are lots of ways for people to be making money. Everybody that makes money is not getting a paycheck every week. Failure to earn money results in recession. Unemployment results in recessions. And so, as I'm reading, with the increased rates of unemployment, other economic factors are significantly affected, such as the income per person, health costs, quality of health care, standard of living, and poverty. So all these affects not just the economy, but the entire systems and the society in general. And that's what we need to change in America. The effect of unemployment in our society is killing us. So if you don't have a job, you're part of the problem. So stop complaining about the problem and make some changes in your life now. Go to work. People, unemployed brings with it despair, unhappiness, and anguish. I'm reading here. It forces people to live their lives in a way they do not wish to. The life expectancy is negatively affected. Life expectancy is the ease by which people living in a time or place are able to satisfy their needs and wants. So when people are unemployed, they deal in excessive amounts of things like mental health, health diseases, tension at home, political issues, tension over taxes raising, insecurity amongst employees thinking others are at their job, the crime and violence rate increases, suicide cases goes up, social outings decrease. That's why with Work for Life, we do social outings with our club members, because we know people need this. We know people who work 10 or 15 years are used to, if they don't do nothing but sit on the phone and talk to people they work with after work, they have a social outlet that they lose when they lose those jobs. We in America have been dealing with this unemployment since before 2008, and our behavior about this unemployment is sickening. Because we need to stop feeling like it's okay, because it's not okay. It is not okay to harm society. It is not okay. And we can fix it. I have shows here. You can go to these shows 24/7. I talk a lot about where people need to job search. Job search at those companies that's outsourcing jobs. Job search at those companies that's bringing workers into America and putting them to work in Americans' jobs. And it's not just people picking no fruit. States bring people in and put them on state payrolls. Cities bring from other countries. City brings other people in from other countries and put them on their city payrolls. You go to H-1B visa occupations and H-1B visa companies, and you find out who's hiring people from other countries in America, and that's where you go to seek work if you want a 9-to-5 job. If you want to sell goods and services, go to those same kind of companies and sell your goods and services to them, because they are spending American dollars on foreigners. They're spending American dollars on their own greed and not hiring. And our politicians are making it legal. So I'm just telling you today, go get a job. And I have the shows here to teach you how to go get a job. And if you don't have a job, you're part of the problem. So please stop talking about others who are not working. If you just happen to have a little savings and so you are not working, because I can assure you a lot of who are not working would have a savings too if they'd have been paid decent wages when they were working. It is time for America to face facts. It is time for the people of America to come together with people power and force these corporations' heads CEOs, board members to hire Americans because they're sending American jobs to other countries. And therefore, if they're going to continue doing that, then every American who wants a job should have a job. It's as simple as that. Because unemployment affects your home, your community, your city, your state, and your nation. And because of that, you hear all kind of evil talk going on across this country that needs to end. And when people go to work and when people earn more money, you will find people are more happy than not. I want to thank you for listening to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm Be a Leader. You can call me B. I'm only asking you today to be a leader.